For chord progression one, we will use it for our intro. Now for this, I'm starting on the C sharp on the third string, fourth fret with my first finger. I'll hit that. Then for its alternate bass, I'm going to use this octave. So that's the first string, sixth fret, and I'm using my fourth finger. The reason I like to use my fourth finger is so that my other two fingers can lay on the strings and deaden them. As much as you can deaden open strings on the bass, it will really help a lot, because anytime you have an open string and you're playing the bass, they'll want to sympathetically vibrate just because of the sheer vibration that's created in the body of the bass from these heavy strings. So as much as you can dampen it, that would be great. So we have C sharp, C sharp. The next chord is a C7. We'll go down one fret. And for the C7, I do this. So that's the C on your third string, third fret with your first finger. Then I'll pick up its octave as well, first string, fifth fret. Then I'll pick up the G right above it, second string, fifth fret. And then come back to the C I started with on the third string. So for this C7, it sounds like this. Now if I go from the beginning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. That's the timing. Then for the next two chords, I do what I just did, just a fret lower. So I'll have a B minor, then B flat 7. So for the B minor, I'll start on the third string, second fret. Then I'll play its octave, first string, fourth fret. Then I'll slide down a fret. And for the B flat 7, I'll do what I did for the C7, except in the first fret. So that's third string first, then first string third, second string third, and then back to my third string first. And these notes are B flat, B flat, F, B flat. So that's the riff that we see for the first half of the verse and the intro as well. Let me play it again. C sharp, C7, B minor, B flat. We do it again. C sharp minor, C7, B minor, B flat. And let me play it again without calling anything out. That's the intro. Now let's see what happens when we get into the first verse.